It was a massive turnout of kids and adults on bikes, strollers, striders, and scooters. Bike back to school at McPolin Elementary is sure to become an annual tradition, just like their flag-raising ceremony on Fridays. Parents, kids, and city officials started gathering before 8 a.m. at four neighborhood locations around town. Park City Police provided escorts to the high school, where local businesses and nonprofits provided food, helmets, and safety information for the hundreds who participated. Senior transportation planner Julia Collins spearheaded the bike event and worked with multiple organizations to bring it all together.
So this year, we're really fortunate that we have participation from the National Ability Center. We also have Move Utah, which is a division of UDOT. Their active transportation division to really promote walking and biking for UDOT. They've come to the table. We have Bike Utah, a Utah nonprofit bicycle advocacy that are going to continue to be doing bicycle education throughout the day in McPolin, and they're going to give bicycle safety classes to the students.
Collins says Bike Utah and the Department of Public Safety conduct a bike rodeo during recess. She says many sponsors have made McPolin's Bike Back to School a huge success.
Setting up cones, crosswalks, stop signs, and the kids will take their bikes and work through this obstacle course to learn safe handling skills. And that event's sponsored by the Department of Public Safety. They're coming up as well. Other private sponsors that are participating, we have Wasatch Bagels, who donated all the food, Cole Sport, Jan Sport. They've been really amazing and active in giving the discount on the helmets, and then also having mechanics here to help the students with their bikes. Mountain Trails, I can't say enough about the participation and the support from Mountain Trails, so thank you to everyone that supports them.
They distributed over 130 helmets. Two of those helmets went to fifth grader Evan and his sister Jane, who's in fourth grade. They ride to school all the time, but both were excited about their new helmets.
They only had black, so I got black.
Sharp.
Well, they have skateboard helmets.
Dad, Dad, this is so nice. It actually feels good.
George says the Bike to School event was a great incentive for his 7-year-old to learn to ride.
You know, my daughter didn't learn how to ride a bike, and so we've been practicing all week, and she was so proud of herself that she rode on the bike ride. It's gone from being scary to lots of fun, so and we're in a great place for riding, so it's wonderful.
Oliver's dad says they just moved to Park City a couple of weeks ago.
Oliver, I'm in first grade. I think it's really cool because I never done it before. I lived on a busier street, so I just didn't want to get run over cars.
I think it's a great community. I'm a big biker. I love that my son is here now. We bike almost every day. We use the bike park and exploring the trail, so it's a great thing to have.
Park City School District Superintendent Jill Gilday gave a few words of welcome and praise for the McPolin students. It was her first experience with a bike to school event.
So this is amazing to see how many kids came out, but I loved the way they brought all the children together and then did the school song, reminded us of their rock rules about respect and safety and caring for one another. They did an awesome job.
McPolin students all know what ROCK stands for. Respect, organize, collaborate, and be kind. McPolin students also know how to ride bikes, but man, can they sing.
McPolin is a beautiful school in the mountains. McPolin is a school for you and me. McPolin is making my life so much brighter.
I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.